It was a small forest, and many small animals lived peacefully in the forest. In that forest, a cat and a fox were close friends. But the fox was highly boastful. Other animals did not like the behavior of the fox. One day,
"Hey, friend! Where were you yesterday? I was searching for you in the forest from dawn to dusk."
"Oh, I didn't tell you that. I had been to a nearby garden, you know. It was full of wine grapes. I had a great dinner there. I couldn't even move."
"Oh, I see. But how did you enter the garden? Wasn't any gardener there?"
"Oh, no. Actually, the gardener is my friend. Only he asked me to come for the dinner. He has been calling me for a long time."
"You could have taken me too with you."
"They don't allow cats inside."
The cat became dull. At the same moment, a tortoise who was listening to the story told by fox came in between the conversation.
"Hey friends, I was also hearing the experiences of the fox. You could have taken me too."
"You are mistaken. They normally do not allow strangers."
"But how did you become friendly with them?"
"Oh, Pussycat, Mr. Fox has helped the gardener in many ways. Don't you know that?"
The fox looked puzzled. He understood that the tortoise is making fun of him.
"You're right. I give him lots of fruits and berries, and he gives me a lot of grapes and fish."
Great friend.
"Next time when you get there, we will at least come and stay outside the garden and see you eating the grapes. That will make us more happy."
"True."
The fox did not know what to answer.
"All right, we will see to that later." "That's okay. Now tell me, why did you search for me yesterday?"
"There were a lot of hunters in the forest yesterday. They caught a lot of monkeys and birds. I was terribly scared."
"Yes, that was very frightening."
"Oh, monkeys. They should be caught. They troubled me a lot."
No, poor creatures.
"What will happen if they come to us?"
"Oh, don't joke. Tortoise, who will benefit by taking you?"
The tortoise became angry.
"That's true. At least you will be helpful in stealing things from others' compound."
"Hey, how dare?"
Stop fighting. Foxy, please tell them what plan you have to escape if the hunters come tomorrow."
"I have a whole bag of tricks, which contains 100 ways of escaping my enemies."
"Tell us that."
"Hey, I can run, I can jump, I can hide, I can throw sand on the hunter's eyes, and I can even hide in the pond."
The tortoise was looking sad.
"Can you do at least one of these?"
"What can we do for that? We are born like that."
"No, Mr. Tortoise. You should have brains for that. Use your intelligence."
"We agree that we are not smart like you. Is that fine?"
"Oh, that's the spirit. Good.
What will you do, Pussycat?"
"I have only one idea, but I can generally manage with that."
"What is that?"
"I can hide in a bush nearby." "What will you do, Tortoise?"
"What maximum he can do. He will pull his body inside and lie down like a rock. If they turn him, end of the day for him.
What have you planned?
I don't plan anything. Ideas come just like that to me.
Just at that moment, they heard the cry of a pack of hunters coming towards them. And the cat immediately scampered up a tree and hid herself in the bushes.
Hi, Foxy. What are you going to do? Make it fast. They are coming closer.
The tortoise hid himself in his shell and posed as a rock.
Shall I run? No, no. Will I hide in the bush? Shall I get inside the pond? No, no.
Hi, make it fast.
The fox thought first of one way, then of another. And while he was debating, the hunters came nearer and nearer. And at last, the fox in his confusion was caught up by the hunters.
Hi, stupid fox. There he is. Shoot him.
The hunters soon killed the fox and left the place. The cat and the tortoise felt sorry for the fox. It's better to have one safe way than 100 on which you cannot reckon.